This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The end game is becoming apparent even to many other authors. I've been one of those who's spearheading this message, talking about the end game. And what am I talking about? Well, the depopulation end game. See, the globalists have decided that they don't need you. They don't want you around. They don't want 90% of the human population to exist. And they're all convinced that, in fact, the Earth will die without if people are not murdered first. So actually what the globalists tell themselves is that there's a collapse coming. Civilization will collapse one way or another. And what they want to do is control the collapse. Now, they may not be wrong in saying that a collapse is coming. In fact, I would tend to agree that humanity is a suicide cult, as I've said before. And there's no doubt with the mass pollution that humanity is poisoning itself and causing mass infertility and killing itself. You know, but the globalists say it's climate change. Oh my God, the oceans are going to rise. So what? So the oceans rise, even if they're correct about that, which they aren't, all the predictions have been false. Who cares? Oceans rise 12 inches in 100 years. What's the big deal? More water. We have a warmer planet, more CO2, more liquid water instead of frozen ice. That's good for a green planet, by the way. But in any case, they're convinced that they have to kill off 90% of the human population. So everything that you're seeing today, controlled media, censorship by the tech giants, totalitarian police state government, all of these things are designed to push humanity to an end game where they get the result they want, which is the mass extermination of most human beings. Now, vaccines play a key role in this, of course. They're training everybody to be obedient vaccine takers. They're training you to line up and get injected with whatever cocktail the government wants to inject you with. Now, right now, that cocktail is, you know, influenza plus some mercury plus some aluminum adjuvants and squalene, what, aborted human fetal cell tissue, all the other ingredients that are in vaccines. In the future, the near future, one of those ingredients might be, you know, X85 or whatever they want to call it, which is the binary weapon system to eliminate 90% of humanity, but especially eliminate those who are stupid enough to line up and get injected with anything the government tells them to. It's the globalists are laughing. It's kind of like a global IQ test. In their minds, basically, they say, you know, anybody that's that stupid to just line up and get injected with something that the government tells them is safe, anybody that stupid probably doesn't deserve to live anyway. Not really qualified to represent the future of the human race. Not too bright. And, you know, the government's probably right about that, too. That if you're that stupid that you're just going to line up and get injected with, you know, mysterious chemicals, you're probably not really qualified to represent the future of the human race. So it's pretty obvious that vaccines are going to be part of this. I mean, let's break it down. If you're a government and you want to eliminate 90% of the population, the only effective way to do that is with a virus. You have to have a self-replicating weapon system. And a virus is perfect for their goals, which is to kill the people but not destroy the infrastructure. You see, they don't want to nuke everybody. They don't want a global nuclear war because it destroys too much infrastructure. And, of course, renders lands inhospitable for, well, centuries, if not millennia. So they don't want to nuke everybody to death, and they don't necessarily want to starve everybody to death. They don't want to have kinetic warfare to the point where 90% of the population is gone. No, the simple thing to do is to use a virus, bioweapons. And what's brilliant about that from their point of view is that they can deploy a viral bioweapon discreetly in a way that nobody knows where it came from. You can't track the origin of a virus. It's impossible. It's replicating. It's spreading through airports. It's spreading through subways. It's spreading through movie theaters. People start to die. You don't know where it came from. They don't even know where Ebola came from. Probably came from a secret U.S. government lab in Africa. And by the way, the reason the government runs labs in Africa is because it is illegal to work on bioweapons in the United States, in essence. That's what the treaties say. So the U.S. government sets up these rogue fringe labs in Africa where they have lots of test subjects known as Africans that they can then do little releases in a village here, village there. You know, just test the bioweapon, see how well it spreads. And no, seriously, this is what they do. They've always done medical experiments on Africans. Just look at the history of medical experimentation, even in the United States. It's almost always done on black prisoners. It's done on black men. It's done on, you know, low-income people or veterans, but almost always they choose black veterans. Yeah, they do this all the time. In fact, Obama apologized for the medical experiments that were conducted in Guatemala on Guatemalan prisoners. Those experiments were funded by the United States government. And yes, Obama apologized for that only because it came out. Only because it was a big breaking news story. They covered it up for decades. So they're covering up all this too. But if you go to naturalnews.com and you search for the history of medical experimentation on humans, we have a whole timeline. A big breakdown. The timeline of medical experiments on human beings. So, of course, they're doing this in Africa. I mean, the drug companies use African children for their vaccine experiments. That's why Nigeria issued arrest warrants for the CEO of Pfizer and top managers of Pfizer. They were sought for arrest and prosecution in Nigeria for killing children with their little vaccine experiments, by the way. Isn't that interesting? So this is going on, but a virus is the way that they will do it, and they will put the virus into vaccines, and then they will tell people, oh my God, there's an outbreak, that you all have to line up and get vaccinated if you want to live, and then, of course, they're injecting you with the death agent strain, and that's how it will happen. It's such a simple system. Like, they will get most of the population to line up to be voluntarily euthanized, if you think about it. People will line up for that. That's how stupid they are. What's interesting to me, though, is that black America, they don't trust the government for good reason. They don't line up for those vaccines anymore. It's the white people. They're like, oh, the government loves us. Really? No, government's trying to kill you. They don't want you anymore. Government's trying to kill you, so if you're lining up, it's a death sentence. But white people will do that. White people will do that. It's absolutely amazing. In any case, check it out. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com, for more information about everything I'm telling you here. Also, check out depopulation.news.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.